T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox shortlist.
It seemed pretty clear he knew he was on a mic.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet.
That doesn't sound like an apology.
Said, where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone.
On a heightened preparedness to deploy.
The president believes public health officials have the best guidance.
Pick up a weapon and get involved.
What a stupid son of a...
Well, soundbite of the day, and that is never gonna get old here, I don't think. Wow, how about that? And that is that's what the president said yesterday to Peter Doocy from Fox News. Later called to apologize, said nothing personal, pal. I'm just frustrated. He wanted to focus on his economic forum he was talking about, and not the inflation that was causing a problem. So anyway, that's what happened there. We'll get to more of that coming up here in just a couple minutes. Glad that you are back with us this morning. And coming up before the end of the show, we're going to talk to Brandon Morse. He's the deputy managing editor over at Red State. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Neil Young saying it's either me or Joe Rogan. I don't know. Somebody commented on Twitter this morning. Okay, boomer. I thought that was pretty funny. So we're going to get to all that and more coming up in a minute. But right now we got Jared Halpern on the phone from Fox News Radio. Jared, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Absolutely. You know, I had you on because I saw this college affirmative action story yesterday that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this challenge from where? I think Harvard is one of the schools, right?
Harvard and the University of North Carolina. And it will be, we'll see if they set different standards. Obviously, Harvard, a private institution, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, a public institution. But this deals with questions that the court has answered fairly recently. There was a case in 2003 and then another one in 2016. In both cases, the Supreme Court at that point said that race can be a factor in admissions, in the as long as it's narrowly tailored and in the interest of a diverse student population, a diverse student body. And so these cases are new, but the lower courts have said that both Harvard and the University of North Carolina are following the Supreme Court precedent. So the question for the court now is whether or not they are going to change that precedent. And obviously the court looks a little bit different now than when the last time the justices visited this question in 2016. That was an opinion that was authored and led in large part by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was no longer on the court. It was an opinion that was authored and led in large part by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is certainly obviously not on the court. And so there is a question about whether or not the new makeup of this court will change that precedent, change how considerations of race are used by college admissions.
Yeah, the last lawsuit I can remember hearing about over this was some Asian American applicants who had sued Harvard, claiming that they discriminated against, particularly, I guess it was UNC as well, claiming they discriminated against white and Asian Americans, right?
Yeah. This is that lawsuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and so their argument is that, you know, these universities are not admitting Asian American students at the rate that they should, because they're trying to build a more diverse student body. The lower courts, as I said, rejected those. And wow. I think in one of the arguments said that, that Harvard's admissions policy is not perfect, but does not fall out of the bounds that the Supreme Court set.
Yeah, true.
And remember, lower courts are bound by Supreme Court precedent. And so it would not, when a case reaches a lower court, right, say a district court or a federal appeals court, those judges are bound by Supreme Court precedent. So they have to see if the Supreme Court has answered these questions. Obviously, when it reaches the Supreme Court, they're not bound by their own precedent necessarily. And that would be the question now that's going to be in front of this court, probably late fall or early next year.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah, I appreciate the update on that. I wondered what was going on. So it's going to be a year from May, probably, before we get a decision on something like this anyway.
This would be something that would be argued in the next term, which begins in October. They haven't scheduled those arguments. But as we know with this court, these big decisions oftentimes wait until the end of the term. And so, yeah, you'd be looking at maybe a May or June of next year timeline.
Wow. So what was this story about Kevin McCarthy being rejected over proxy voting?
This was a separate issue. And so in the when the pandemic sort of reached Capitol Hill in May of 2020, the House of Representatives voted to allow for the first time in its history proxy voting. So if you watch C-SPAN, you watch these House votes, you'll see that members come to the mic and vote on behalf of another member. That is now allowed as a pandemic response, as a way to people could participate without, you know, if they had a COVID issue, if they had to isolate a close contact or whatever. Republicans have not liked that since the beginning, have said that this violates the Constitution. You have to be there to vote. Lower courts had rejected that and said that the Constitution makes clear that the House and Senate can make up their own rules, sort of govern themselves for how they want to operate. And so the Supreme Court turned away an appeal to them. In other words, they're not going to reevaluate that question that has been answered by the lower courts.
Sure.
I'll say over the, you know, as somebody who has covered Congress since the pandemic, both parties have certainly now taken it. Lawmakers from both parties have certainly taken advantage of proxy voting. There are certainly, I think, examples that you could point to of folks using it for non-pandemic reasons. But again, the courts have said this isn't for us to decide. The House can decide. I think that if you see Republicans take control of the House next year, you might see if proxy voting is still around, you would see a change in rules, or at least a vote to change those rules.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. All right, Jared Halpern, listen, thanks for bringing us up to date on those stories. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Absolutely. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. The college race admission story, that could be big. This lawsuit clearly was filed over, in that particular case, Asian students who felt that their higher test scores should have assured them a spot over people that got lower test scores. And that they didn't get in, and they sued over it. So what point, I guess, is it reverse discrimination will be the question the court has to answer. 314-241-9797, bottom of the hour. We got Brandon Morse coming up. Neil Young is asking Spotify to make a choice, he or Joe Rogan. What choice do you think they're going to make? We'll kick that around with Brandon Morse straight ahead.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carl, is the title of this song well known?
Yes.
Monkey Man.
By the Rolling Stones.
By the Stones. Remember that story yesterday about the truckload of monkeys that crashed in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
I don't know how I missed that one.
You missed that?
I did.
So a truck full of lab monkeys coming from some island somewhere crashed, and three of the monkeys got away, right? They ended up finding them, and they were on their way to a lab somewhere. They wouldn't say what they were being tested for. They were going to be used in the lab or tested in the lab or something like that. A woman who was driving directly behind the vehicle when it crashed, throwing animal crates all over the highway, is now sick and is afraid that something she's got might have come from those monkeys. She has developed a rash,
monkeys?
I guess. Well, the story is not clear on that. This is from
she's in a car, the Daily Mail.
I was close to the monkeys.
I
was close to the monkeys. I touched the crates. I walked through their feces, so I was very close. And I called a helpline to inquire, you know, was I safe? One of the monkeys did hiss at me. There was feces all around. I did have an open cut. I just wanted to be precautious.
What is this woman doing?
She said she got out to help both the driver and the animals in their cages, initially believing them to be cats. So when she approached, she put her hand on the cage and says one of the monkeys hissed at her. And the following day, she developed a cough and pink eye. And she said it became so bad she had to visit an emergency room at a medical center in Danville. And now she's a little worried. And she's talking to the CDC. About being sick.
USA Today says the locals were told not to approach them.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't release any more information on what they might have had or done or whatever.
They've now caught all three of them.
Yeah, they caught them, and they humanely euthanized them, apparently. I don't know if they were injured or not, but the monkeys have been, through the three that got away, have been euthanized. So here's the problem. The Department of Health and Human Services put out a letter that said if you were within 5 feet of the trailer and there was a solid barrier between you and the monkeys, your risk of exposure is minimal. However,
exposure to what?
They won't say. If you had any physical contact with a loose monkey, non-human primate is how they refer to it here, you should seek immediate medical attention and notify the Pennsylvania State Department of Health.
What lab was this?
The surviving monkeys will be quarantined and monitored for infectious diseases before being released to a lab where they're going to be tested? I don't know.
There were 100 monkeys on the truck.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Yeah, thank you. That's the first thing I'm thinking about. So apparently, instead of contacting the state health department, this woman went on Facebook and listed the fact that she's not feeling well. So now everybody's freaking out about what the monkeys might have had.
How many other people actually got close to the monkeys?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what the monkey said when the woman came up to her?
What was that? I'm waiting for it.
Here we come. Walking down the street. We get the
I'm envisioning that opening scene to the show. I can see it now. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny.
Not funny for the lady that got sick.
Well, not funny for the fact that we don't have any idea what the hell they were being about to be tested for.
They had just
arrived in the country and had
could
to be
this
quarantined.
Woman have been walking
well,
for
there were 100 monkeys.
Yeah, there were more monkeys than there were 100 monkeys. Only three of the crates broke open, and those three monkeys got away.
I would imagine 100 my guess monkeys is can make a lot of mess.
When the crash happened, probably a lot of them crapped their pants if they'd had them. So it probably went everywhere, right? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
No.
There was monkey crap everywhere.
Lot of questions. And it'll get swept under the rug and we'll never hear about it again.
Yeah, we're probably never going to hear from this lady again either, potentially. I don't know. Hopefully she's all right. I guess they're worried about monkey herpes and whatever else they might have had. That's frightening stuff. Coming up, we'll talk to Brandon Morse. He is with Red State. I don't know if he knows anything about monkeys, but he knows a thing or two about Peter Ducey and Neil Young. We'll kick it around when we come back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What do you think? Question time. Thank you. Thank you. Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, just for the record, he apparently did call back later in the day to apologize. Did we hear that right? Let's go to cut a six, please, Carl.
Within about an hour of that exchange, he called my cell phone, and he said, "It's nothing personal, pal." And we went back and forth, and we were talking about just kind of moving forward, and I made sure to tell him that I'm always going to try to ask something different than what everybody else is asking. And he said, "You've got to." And that's a quote from the president, so I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, that's true. We actually got the exclusive audio of what the president said to Peter Ducey. Are you ready over there, Carl?
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
That's pretty much it. So he just wanted to prepare you for that, just in case. And let me get to Brandon Morse. He's deputy managing editor at Red State, redstate.com. Brandon, I know you're jealous that Peter Ducey's getting all the attention this morning, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I wish I could get that kind of publicity. I wish the president would call me
a dumb son of a bee. That would be awesome.
That's right.
Do wonders for my career.
I'm telling you. I mean, honestly, all the other White House press correspondents are probably a little, they're probably a little envious that it was Peter Ducey who got all the attention yesterday. Everybody's reporting morning.
Oh yeah, everybody. Everybody wants to be Peter Ducey right now, which is actually kind of hysterical, given that they hate him.
Oh, I know. I know. Thank you. That's absolutely true. It's funny that the phrase that I heard when the president called him, what Ducey reported was, he called up and said, "Listen, it's nothing personal, pal." that doesn't sound like much of an apology.
Okay, buddy.
Come on, man. What do you have to make such a big deal about that for?
Seriously. Why do you have to give yourself publicity? I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys have got some good coverage of it this morning on Red State as well about the president calling back to clear the air. You know, the thing about this is I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it shows that he's a human being and he's frustrated over what's going on and all that. But I can never cover this now without doing the flip test. If that had been Donald Trump saying that to Jim Acosta, Acosta would have limped out of the White House on crutches and claimed some physical assault.
Absolutely. And you can actually, we know that already, because Trump actually did do something like that. And I can remember Brian Stelter, CNN's Brian Stelter of Reliable Sources, which is a hilarious name for his show, actually did go off and say, like, you know, oh, whatever. You know, this is one of the worst things that Trump has ever done. You know, trying to make a big deal of it, you know, and now Biden does it and we're Stelter.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
We know exactly how. Yeah, you are 100% correct. You know, Trump did it and suddenly, like, you know, this is an attack on journalists. He's going to, like, make people want to physically attack journalists. Well, now Biden does it to a journalist that actually does his job and actually asks the president relevant questions. And now what happens? Nothing. No one cares. No one wants to talk about it.
No, that's absolutely the truth. I watched some of the other network news this morning just to see if they would cover it, and they did. CBS News covered it with their White House correspondent who basically played the clip and then immediately came out and said, I talked to Peter Ducey, the president called him to apologize. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, Biden is perfect. So.
Well, you know,
we gotta make sure everyone knows how perfect he is. He's a great guy who calls up people and says, "Now you listen here, you person."
You person. This is what he normally says.
Don't screw around with me.
Great, awesome person.
He doesn't remember their names. That's the funny part about it. That's just hilarious. Yeah, we're talking to Brandon Morse this morning, deputy managing editor over at Red State. Yeah, you have to laugh about it because, you know, when I heard the clip yesterday, it was on C-SPAN. I immediately sent it to Trisha and said, "You got to record this immediately because I'm afraid they're going to scrub it." I figured they'd try to cover it up or the audio would be hard to find, but there was no way to hide from it because everybody had it already. So that's funny.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Everybody. Yeah. We can all cover it, but they don't want to talk about the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to bring up the fact that, oh, well, we acted completely different when Trump did it. And that's kind of like, that sums up the press a lot lately. It's, you know, they don't want to talk about the hypocrisy under Trump. And to be honest with you, I don't blame Joe Biden whenever, you know, people get frustrated, especially when they're asked these hard questions, you know, and they pop off and they mutter stuff under their breath. Yeah. And it's the press, you know, I've been covering them for a long time. I've been covering the mainstream media for a long time. They can be very, very frustrating. All right. But this is the only time that Biden ever has to deal with anything like this. All right. He is protected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the exception of Peter Ducey, okay, who gets to ask him questions and they would rather that not happen.
Yeah.
But Trump, if you look back, and not just Trump, I mean, like any Republican president, you look back and they are under scrutiny 24 hours a day. They cannot gravitate near a press individual without them asking some dumb question that's supposed to make them look bad, period.
Yeah.
You know, that's their job. So I get it. I get the frustration. But Biden needs to realize, dude, you got it so easy. All you have to worry about is Peter Ducey who's asking you actual questions.
You can't. You couldn't make it up. That's the sad part about it. You know, speaking of media bias, I found what I think is an example of it this morning here in the greater St. Louis area. So we have an attorney general here, Eric Schmidt, who's been, who sued like, what was it, Denise, 45 school districts?
45 now, yeah.
He sued 45 school districts in Missouri for forcing mask mandates on children.
Yeah.
And some of them have pushed back on that because they think they think state law wording gives them the right to enforce things like that and require certain things in, within the school district. So that a court's going to decide that at some point. Channel 4, our local CBS affiliate here, where I worked for many years, up till about 10 years ago, reported this morning they spent 30 seconds saying that the word hashtag Bullschmidt is trending on Twitter because people are upset over what the attorney general's doing. So I went to Twitter and I searched for it. Mm-hmm. 50 mentions.
Gee.
Wow. To me, 50 mentions is not trending. I don't know what the standards are, but you used to have millions of retweets for something to be trending on Twitter. But
you see what the real trend is here.
Yeah.
You see what the real trend is here. It's victimization. It's self-victimization. You know, everyone on the left is a victim in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Joe Biden having to take this from Peter Ducey to 50 people calling, you know, making a hashtag Bullschmidt in order to express their frustration over something that should be frustrating
right
to people.
Right.
You know, that's the real trend.
It's pretty amazing, actually. You know, earlier today, Denise mentioned this story. I don't know if people have, if it's widespread news yet or not. You guys are covering it, though. Neil Young has told Spotify, which I've never used before in my life, that it's either him or Joe Rogan. What a choice.
Yeah. I'm a huge Spotify user, and I'm a huge Spotify, because I listen to a lot of Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is an amazing podcaster for anyone who hasn't actually sit down and listened to a show. He really does do what many other media figures refuse to do, and that's have an open and fair conversation. He doesn't do the gotcha politics. He doesn't try to advocate for one side or another unless that side is literally common sense. And so, you know, he had on some guests, specifically Dr. Robert Malone, who is basically the father of the modern vaccine, or one of the fathers of the modern vaccine.
Sure, yeah, I played some of that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was an amazing, amazing episode. And because he played that episode, and because he has been in fights with people like CNN and, you know, their, quote, medical experts and whatnot, you know, they want to shut him down. They're constantly trying to shut him down. They need the narrative to stay pure, and Joe Rogan is constantly wrecking that narrative, oftentimes with just common sense. And so they keep coming after him in one way or another. It's very reminiscent of Rush Limbaugh a while back, you know, how they kept trying to shut him down.
Right.
Same thing. They're trying to find all sorts of ways to do it. Neil Young, not the strongest play. I forget that guy exists. Okay, until he's brought up by somebody else.
Well, not, you know, Carl play. Said he ranked like 775th. Mm-hmm. On Spotify, is
right behind Lionel Richie.
Right behind Lionel Richie. So he's not the most played by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I mean, you know, it's like, it's not Spotify. I mean, given it's this is the most publicity Neil Young's had in a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
But you know, it's all part really of just an effort to, you know, pressure Spotify into shutting down Rogan, which they refuse to do because Rogan is too popular. He brings in too much money. He's too strong. The same thing, they tried to do the same thing with Dave Chappelle, and Netflix wouldn't shut down, you know, Dave Chappelle because he's too strong. He's too popular.
Right.
People would get really mad if they did shut him down or censored him in some way. So, you know, cancel culture really only works so far. But at the end of the day, everyone's a capitalist in corporate America. And if something is really, really, really working for them, they're not going to get rid of them.
That's a great point. Brandon Morse, listen, we appreciate you. People can read more about all these stories at redstate.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Good to get him on here this morning. That is something else, isn't it? Hey, we got time for your phone calls. 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
Because you know what? Newt's right. We are going to take power. And when we do, it's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy where the Republicans go limp-wristed, where they lose their backbone and fail to send a single subpoena. No, it's going to be the days of Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you know what? We're going to get answers.
You know, I understand what Matt Gaetz is saying there, but can you say that these days? That phrase, I don't know if you can get away with saying that or not. Has he gotten any? I wonder if he's gotten any blowback for that.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Especially people in his own party.
Yeah. I think that I think he's absolutely right. When the Republicans take back the House, there's going to be a little bit of getting even for the way Nancy Pelosi has mishandled and run roughshod over the minority in the House with this J6 committee and some of that other stuff. So maybe it could be. Let me get to Joyce on line one. Joyce, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. I was just asking if you had heard about a Peter Schweizer being on Mark Levin's show.
With his new book?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a request into him to get him on our show. I haven't been successful with that yet. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, it absolutely. I was so sick. I called my brother, two brothers that are real good people, and they knew about it, and it was really, really upsetting to me how much money Biden and his family has been paid by the Chinese, how much money Nancy Pelosi and her family, how much they've paid, that they're in the Olympics, they're getting in, going to have the concession where they take all the very, very important people around in China.
Yeah.
And the other one is, I didn't know she was still alive, Feinstein. Her and her husband have made $10 million and millions and millions of dollars.
Well, they always say, Joyce, if you're doing an investigative piece, follow the money. And that seems to be what Peter Schweizer has done here. I can't wait to get him on.
Yes.
The book, by the way, I hope you can. The book is called Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. So it's not just Biden that he focused on, importantly, here. He talked about how the Chinese Communist Party has made it part of their mission to entwine American politicians.
Yeah. Also, Mr. Biden's brother down in Florida with the Works Brother law firm. He's very involved. Millions. Also, George W. Bush and all the rhinos from the last year or two, all of them are involved with it. They are paid millions by the Chinese.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's sick. It's sick.
It is. I hope to get him on here soon. Listen, thank you for the phone call.
Yes, thank you for taking him.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I have seen part of that interview with Peter Schweizer, and we do need to get him on here talking about this. I mean, here's the thing. It's not like it's shocking, because we've been talking about this for a couple of years. We've been talking about Biden's connection to Ukraine, Biden's connection to China, both of which were through his son, who used to fly on Air Force Two as a tag-along and do business deals while he was there in the shadow of his father, who was vice president of the United States. None of this is a surprise. Remember the big guy? Remember Tony Bobulinski? I played his bites over and over in the weeks leading up to the election. But the mainstream media didn't. The mainstream media quashed those stories. They didn't want that to get out because they were afraid it might affect the election. Well, it damn well should have affected the election. The American people had a right to know that when Joe Biden deals with the Ukraine, that's pretty current news there, isn't it? Or China, that he's doing it from a position of dependency. Lord knows what kind of information they have on him that they can use to coerce his reaction to things. I remember J.J. Carafano coming on here and saying, you're absolutely compromised if you have those sort of legal wranglings and connections to foreign leaders. Who knows what kind of information they have on him? We don't know when he talks to Chairman Xi or the Ukrainian president what's going on. So anyway, we'll get Peter Schweizer on here again. He does have a new book out, and I can't wait to read it myself. It's called Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. back to that monkey story for a minute. I'm kind of hung up on it.
Yes, you are.
Back to the monkey story. So I have a family member who works in the industry where they do research and testing and all that stuff. He says they carry monkey pox, these monkeys, a bunch of monkeys, a truck carrying them from the airport to a research lab crashed. Three of them got loose. Some lady who came over and tried to help said she thought they were cats, reached down and touched one of the cages. There was monkey feces everywhere.
Were they baby monkeys? Were they small monkeys?
No, I saw a picture of one in a tree. They weren't
Did it look like
all
a cat?
Small. No?
I'm concerned for
this. But I don't know what the cages look like. Maybe they were hard to see through and you just saw fur and you thought they were cats.
You should be concerned about this woman anyway.
You should, because according to this, they carry something called monkey pox and humans can die from it.
Yes.
They only work around them wearing the full body suits that they call bunny suits.
Hazmat.
And that if you get them in your eye, it can infect you even more quickly. This woman was complaining on Facebook of having pink eye after having gone up and touched these monkey crates. Wow. That's dangerous. She's already had to get rabies shots and all that stuff, so hopefully they're working with her. But the monkeys cost like $20,000 a piece. They're really hard to get, apparently, because of COVID.
Lesson learned. Don't go touch the monkeys if you
No kidding. See any, see any monkeys around. Falling out of trucks? Leave them alone. For God's sake. I have a joke. My wife tries to go pet animals all the time. That might have been her in different circumstances. I'm just worried about it. Hey, Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you back tomorrow morning about 5 a.m. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.